What'd you fence it with?
Wire. We had a nice gray mare. We sold, the man had a little money and got enough wire to put up our first pasture.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of wire was this?
Barbed wire. Uh-huh. Yeah, we used barbed wire.
Did they ever use fences made out of wood?
Well, not very much. I seen a few rails. We used to take posts to make hog pens out of them, you see. Mm-hmm. You know how to make a rail fence, don't you?
Well, you mean lay them
like this, see. Then some of them made stake and rider. You know what a stake and rider face is?
It's like this.
Well, no, you put two posts down and drop the logs in between it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's stake and rider fence. Mm-hmm. You see some over in here so once in a while yet.
They take more posts, though, don't they? Stake and rider takes more posts.
Yeah, we're in Arkansas. We saw one last year over in Arkansas yet. Some of them belong there, yeah.
What'd you use for posts?
Post?
Yeah.
Well, we all went to town. We used mostly oak.
Now with these posts, how did you put your wire on?
Steepled on. Mm-hmm. Steepled on.
And hammer?
Oh yes, just your hammer steeples.
How many of those could you put in a day?
Well, I don't know. Father's a great man to drive his posts. He sharpened them driving, but he liked that way. But I never thought driving posts good because they'd get loose, you know, and they'd pull up. Mm-hmm. But we'd make about a quarter mile, put in about a quarter mile a day. Mm-hmm.
How'd he drive him? Get up on the wagon bed?
Yeah, I had to stand on the edge of the side of the wagon. I had a sledge, about a 16-pound sledge, you
Boy,
see.
Boy, that's real work.
Well, yeah, my fingers looked like a young man like going to pull my fingers off.
Yeah. Did people ever have wooden fences around their house with old boards that stuck up like
well,
that?
Well, once in a while.
What'd you call those?
We call them lattice. Lattice fence.
Was that like this or like this?
No, like this, just straight up.
Just straight up?
Board along and then board it up and down on them, you know.
Uh-huh. They're pretty, aren't they?
Yeah, you see them yet around in towns.
And let's see, you say you drove in steeples, or what'd you drive those with?
Hammer.
Just a regular hammer.
Oh, it had a regular hammer.
Was the soil here pretty good, or did you have a lot of stone and rock in it?
Well, just wondering where he's at. Most we was out on the prairie up here. We never run into no rock. Mm-hmm. But over in these hills, there had quite a bit of rock.
Did
you come to hilly country? But we was out on the flats mostly. Oh, it's rolling country, but it's just the soil was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Did those people who had a lot of rock do anything with it? Did they carry it down to the edge of the field or?
Well, oh yes, yeah. I seen them carry rock off the field. Piled up, you know, carried off. We never had no land that had to carry the rock off.
I was just wondering if they used it for fences or
what? No, they just piled up on the roads.
Just heap it up, huh?
Just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to milk your cows?
Huh?
What did you milk your cows in?
We all milked in the shed.
What did you collect your milk in?
Regular buckets. Sometimes we had even wooden buckets in the early days.
Mm-hmm. And
take the house and put in crocks and skim it, you know, until mm-hmm. we got separators. Mm-hmm. Later on, we got separators, you know.
Yeah, I remember turning one of those. I used to like that job here at Wine. You can tell I'm not a farm boy because I used to like the job.
Yeah.
When your mother fried things, what did she fry them in?
Huh?
Now, see, if your mother was going to cook bacon in the morning, what did she put it in to cook?
Frying pan.
Did you call that anything else? Or?
Skillets.
Skillets?
Oh yeah, skillet. Well, we didn't call it a frying pan then, but it was all a skillet.
Oh, it's a skillet. No, it's a frying pan, huh? You ever hear that called a spider?
Huh?
You ever hear that called
a
spider?
No, I don't ever hear it called a spider.
When I was a kid, it was called a spider up where I lived. And let's see, when your mother boiled potatoes, what'd she put those in?
We always had kettles to boil potatoes in. Cast iron kettle.
Mm-hmm. And what'd she stir things with?
Huh?
What'd she use to
stir? She generally had a wooden paddle.
Just a wooden paddle?
Yeah.
And, let's see. After you finished eating, when she scraped the plates, what did she scrape them in?
Well, she always made us boys wash them.
Did you scrape them first? Or if you had things left over?